And you're recording on cameras? Hey, guys, welcome out to Hello, Brooklyn. Hello, Brooklyn. How are you? My name is Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97. I'm thankful and fortunate to have you guys all here with me. And more than even you guys, although I'm very excited to see all of you, I'm more excited to see my friend who I haven't seen in a long time. He's in a fantastic space. He's currently shoving food in his gullet as we speak. He's got an amazing album out right now called The Divine Feminine. Will you guys welcome my dear friend Mac Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
Hi.
How are you? What's happening, man? You knew we were doing an intimate live event. You didn't know it was going to be, like, this is literally like having dinner at someone's house.
This is nice.
This is your vibe. I feel like this is your speed. Right up your alley right now.
Yeah.
This is perfect for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so let's start there, actually, before we even get into album mode. How are you doing right now? You seem very clear-headed, happy. You seem like in one of the best spaces I've ever seen you in.
I'm really good. I think I'm just out here living, which is nice, and nothing too serious. No super dark, wild clouds of depression over me every day. That's cool. So
Listen, give it up for no soup, dark clouds of depression over your head every day. That's a really good, it's the best way to live life.
It's, yeah.
And it's not an easy way necessarily to live life.
No, man, it's just, the darkness was a great time too, but.
Well, creatively, it got you some really cool stuff as well.
You got to go through everything emotionally, man. I don't think there's a, that's my whole thing is. As far as from a creative space, I just hope to, like, be able to tackle every kind of emotion throughout my career, you know?
I told you the other day over text, and I meant this. I don't know that I've ever seen someone grow.
Five, seven now.
But no, musically, from what I first heard you, I mean, by the way, little side note to this story, which, you know, maybe if you're listening to this on podcast on Juan Epstein, or you're hearing on the radio, or you're here, maybe you know, maybe you don't, but the actual start of our relationship was a rocky one.
Yeah, man, you hated.
I hated on you for literally no, just white on white hate out the gate for no reason.
It was literally, you said you don't get what was different between me and Asher Roth.
Oh, yeah, but I was in Asher. I was like team Asher at that
time.
Because
you were super team Asher.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't get what's different.
No, I didn't even say what's different. The first thing I think I said was like, this was in my general oldness at that time. And this is actually a good jump off point because you kind of started in the beginning of the blog era. Like, this was sort of the beginning of that era.
Which is fucking nuts, man. I've seen eras.
Yeah.
I'm a young dude. But like, yeah, I mean, I remember like, fucking like Two Dope Boys being like
exactly
the word of where kids were getting their music from, which was like I would get posted on Two Dope Boys and I would be like freaking the fuck out.
Right. No. And I remember. So what happened was you dropped that mixtape and you had that the freestyle over the Lord Finesse thing, which turned out to be a whole nother thing. But and I remember just thinking, I wasn't used to the blog world, so you haven't heard of someone, and right. Then the next day you see their name posted on six blogs, and I would just hate for no reason.
For sure, and a lot of people do, and that's fine. I mean, I'm all for hating for no reason.
Are you really? I don't think any of us are really.
No. I mean, I'm not as me, but I've dealt with that, but that's fine. I think I don't know. For me, I don't think I was I was just like a kid making music. And all of a sudden, I was everywhere.
Everywhere. And then, by the way, but then I right away, then I remember the first thing I checked out was that song. And I'm like, oh, he rhymed on Lord Finesse. This shit's pretty tight.
Yeah, dude, I was geeked. And you know, it was awesome because, like, remember, like, I did that, and then I got to go to Jazzy Jeff's crib.
Yes.
And he, like, I got a haircut there, and he also made me some fish. And like
you're eating fish tonight as well. This is the theme.
I'd eat fish.
Big? Are you a pescatarian?
I am a pescatarian.
I knew it.
I miss cheese, but like, damn, they have some fire cheeseburgers here, man.
They really do. Shout out, Hello Brooklyn. Delicious. This menu looks. Well, listen, I got a portobello burger today. So
good
for
you.
There you go. You know, I was trying to watch my red meat intake.
Yeah. No, I've been trying. What if we just let's talk about that?
Let's do it. What are you doing health wise, Mac Miller?
Well. No, man, I just...
It's like Dr. Oz.
I think, no, me personally, I think since I stopped putting a lot of poison in my body, I watch what I put in my body as far as food goes. It's a crazy thing, food, man.
It really is. It kind of, like, affects people a lot, and we take it for granted.
Well, that's one of the biggest... I'm finally get a platform to discuss food. Thank God.
But not surprising it was me, by the way, to bring up food.
No, but I'm just saying, for real, I think, I don't know. I try and be healthy now. I wasn't really healthy before.
How are you doing with cigarettes?
I still smoke a lot of cigarettes.
That's the one you're holding on to.
You're cool with that. One thing at a time.
That's one thing at a time. What are you smoking? What kind of cigarette?
American Spirit menthol cigarettes.
Menthol. You go American Spirit, but you still go menthol. Very interesting.
Because I need, like, every other cigarette is for pussies.
You know, there are people who would say that about American Spirit menthol.
No.
Those, yes.
Then smoke one. Tell me how you feel. No. But I think I might make the switch back to Newports because Americans, it's as a
the one super unhealthy person here.
No,
yep.
Dude, for sure. That's where it all started for me, and it's time to go back. You know, as a vocalist, Peter.
and you are a vocalist now, which we'll get to.
As a vocalist,
you're not just an MC now, so
yeah, you gotta allow your voice to do things.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you are no longer that cigarettes are your only vice. I think that's a pretty good place to start.
Yeah.
When I first
thanks for having me here at a bar.
It's not a bar; it's a restaurant. By the way, every time we brought this up on the air. Ebro would be like, yeah, come. Y'all probably heard it if you won the contest. He'd be like, yeah, come out with Rosenberg and Mac Miller, have a drink, blah, blah. I was like, Breeze, we're not really doing
it's,
that.
But
that's
it's
not
fine.
Really.
I don't need to be in some fucking weird bubble. Like, drink up, dude.
What about the people you're close with? Do you mind the people you're closest with, like, getting drunk in front of you?
You know what's funny is that I notice when people are drunk or more.
Of course.
Because I'm not. Before, I was just like, but now I'm like, oh, he's drunk. Which is great. I'm all for it, man. I'm not like, I'm just a fucking psycho, so I had to chill out.
It wasn't for you for that reason, right?
Yeah, I mean,
let's be clear about it, though. Now that you're in this space, you're going to notice more and more people, and you'll probably have to hold back because you won't want to be a dick.
Right.
But you're going to notice more and more people who you're like, man, when I pay attention, you kind of have a problem, too.
Right. Oh, no, dude, I mean, but I mean, it's only having a problem is something you decide what a problem is. I just wanted to get healthy and change my state of mind and have a clear head. Because, like, that was the last album was, like, kind of that journey. And I fucking hate, like, get sober, like, things. But, like, I'm just interested in that. What, like, feeling real emotion and, like,
not numbing yourself.
Just seeing the world. The world's crazy, but you gotta, like, be a part of it.
So where are you living now full time? Are you talking about that? Where are you here? Or are you in L.A.?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
You're back in L.A.
And we were it was funny because, like, when we did Good AM, like, I was literally just moving here. So, yep. Like, all the press was like, just moved to New York, like, fucking love it, so happy. And then, like, less than a year later, it's like all the press. And I just moved back to L.A.
Back to L.A. Why? Yeah. Why'd you go back to L.A.?
Because that's where all my family, that's where my closest friends are. That's, like, where it's where my creative environment thrives is out there. And
did you get rid of that house though?
Okay.
We got it. No, we got it. You have a motorcycle. No. We're all very excited.
No. That was tight. Good for him.
I'm sorry, guys.
See, this is the hate that we're talking about.
I hate loud motorcycles.
Let that motherfucking ride.
You don't need to show us, okay, you have a small dick and you're revving your motorcycle
loud. Dude, like, that's crazy.
It's the same as walking around with, like, a tank top when you're swole for no reason. Like, we get it. Like, all right, you got a bike.
But if you were swole, you would have a tank
Probably,
top.
Probably, but I'm never going to be swole, so let me hate on the swole people.
I feel you.
That's, you know. Wait, are you in the same house that I saw you in?
No, I got a new crib. It's a grown-up house. Meaning that I only have what I need there instead of, like, a whole bunch of excess shit.
Let me tell you guys about Mac Miller's old house. You may have seen it. It was on television.
Yeah.
But it was a ridiculous, hey, my this rapper just got really rich and famous house.
But yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, it was so tight. I told everyone, I was like, guys, Mac Miller is fucking living. This house is tight.
But you know what?
Studio in the guest house.
There was no
in the pool.
It was a pool house.
Whatever. Sorry, it was lit.
It was a pool house. But that's the thing, is that it's like you get money and you think that this is what I'm supposed to do, right? Like, oh, I'm supposed to get this whip. I'm supposed to have this crib. I'm supposed to drop 20 grand at Bape. You know what I mean? Like, I'm supposed to do these things. But I don't even know where any of that shit is. So now I have a crib and with a fucking phenomenal mattress.
Oh, you're learning. Yo, grown-up talk.
I'm just saying, bro. Fuck that. Give me a nice mattress. I have a great couch, a good TV, and a fucking movie theater. I'm set.
Oh, you're good to go.
And a hot tub.
Yo, lit. So you're not lit. You didn't move into the street. You didn't become like a...
No, I'm not like... I'm saying...
You weren't like, I'm going to get in touch with nature. It's still a nice dwelling.
I do. I live by a trail. I walk a little bit, but I'm just saying it's...
I'll take it.
I'm just chilling and just kind of focusing on what's important in my life and actually giving a fuck about what's important in my life. I think I'd put that off for so long. So...
Do you have any relationship anymore with, and I'm honestly, this sounds like a gossipy question, but I really have never asked you, and I can't imagine it's like super hard feelings or anything, but do you have any relationship left with your old label guys and the guys who brought you in the game, or is that completely kaputz?
The people who brought me in the game, you mean my parents?
Not your parents. Your parents, I know, are instrumental in the game. You know, I know your parents.
My parents brought me into this game. No, of course, man. It's all love.
It's weird, right? Because let's just point out, for people who don't know, I mean, Benji and these guys had Wiz, and they had you, and now they have nobody. That whole regime is there. No one's there.
That's not true.
Well, you guys. I mean, you guys were the breadwinners.
They have some. Yeah, I mean,
they have other shit that's good. I'm sure
they're doing something else now. I mean, for me, like, I just had to like go do my own thing and just figure shit out. You gotta understand, I'm 24, man. So like, a lot of this so-called, a lot of this growth creatively is really just me growing as a human being, you know what I mean, and understanding what it's like to do things properly and what makes you feel good and what's good for you in life and what's not. I mean, all these trials and tribulations aren't different than anybody else. It's just that, like, I let everyone into all of them. That's my thing, is that I can't lie about what I'm doing. I'm not going to, if I'm super depressed, we'll have this interview and I'll talk to you about how fucked up I am, because that's what I want. Creatively, I want that to mirror my all over human beingness.
No, you are. I'll say this about Mac Miller. You're on a list. You're on a list with, a handful of other people who I've interviewed several times over the year, but it's not a long list of people who literally have been, like, honest in every interview we've ever done.
It's a lot easier. I don't have to remember the last lie I told you. You know what I mean? I don't have to remember what the story is or I don't, like, it's not like Nick and I come up with what I should talk about in this interview. It's just like we have a conversation. And you'll see where I'm at mentally and just out here, which is currently awesome. So it's great to be honest right now.
Let's play a song off of The Divine Feminine. I'm going to start with this single because I love it. It's one of my favorite songs out. Anderson .Paak is the shit.
He is.
And... let's play this record. We'll talk about how we'll get into a little bit more music stuff, and then we'll go back more.
Wait.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Mac Miller's here. It's a very special live sort of Juan Epstein Hot 97 thing. Make some noise while you're sipping your beverages and eating your food.
Yeah.
For Macalicious.
Just hanging. you play well.
Can't keep on losing.
I run away so fast, but my heart like gold, but it break like glass. I'm a shit get old and I act so young. Baby, you so cold, never had no son. You don't wanna grow up, you the shit no fun. So when I get home, I'ma give you some, make you feel like. Wanna hit that drum, you the dick ain't free. I don't get no scuff. Yeah, it's complicated, got you frustrated. Get home late, and you don't trust me, baby. Way too drunk, you don't know what I'm saying. You can drive my car, don't drive me crazy. Complicated, got you frustrated. Every single night I keep you waiting. You say you don't care, that's what you're saying. We both know that's some bullshit. Okay, we be fighting, we be reuniting. Kiss me, touch me, tease me, me excited. Got a devil who is so trying to get through to you because
I can't keep on losing you over complications. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. People that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing you.
Can't go away, girl, I'ma need you. Play your game like they might take it to an Ivy League school. Won't get Hall of Fame, did it from a minor league, dude. I see peace of the other people need food. Only got a little time, man, I ain't trying to spend it. All you in about who ain't giving who attention. Starting up the engine, need to reboot. I see peace of the other people need food. And I use every bone in my body. Keep on holding on to your trust. I know you don't want nothing to do with me, but just one more time, let's make love. One more time, it ain't much. Sweetness, call it drunk, you hang up. What a mess I made up, sense I make none. It's complicated, keeping me up late. Can't concentrate, you're always on my brain. If you love me, why the fuck come with pain? I just think that's some bullshit. Okay, I seem inviting, trust me, she's a titan. This week she like him, next week they fighting. Need protection, all your dresses bulletproof. You safe with me, girl.
I can't keep on losing you. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang, the people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing you.
Two step vibes, grown and sexy vibes.
Yeah, man.
Do you already have a relationship with Anderson?
When we made the record, we had like talked through Twitter and a little bit through text messaging.
Hello.
Which I'm usually not a big like I'm a big in the studio person, but like I just had him send me a bunch of stuff, and I didn't think that that we would get it. I just wanted to hear some stuff. And one of them was that. And I was like, whoa, we're solid.
Who produced that record?
Pomo. And then I brought like some kids in to do some horns. There's a lot of that on that record. I remain humble about it and don't really speak on my...
But you add a lot on this album.
Yeah.
Well, that became who you are now. You're kind of like... a real producer, meaning it's not just beat making.
Right.
You oversee songs.
Exactly. That's what I love to do that. And especially with this album, it gave me opportunity to take these songs and take them in all sorts of different directions and work. Like the amount of songs being smaller allowed me to like make them add more layers and different parts and different. Bring in different people.
When you first started rapping, what musical skills did you have?
I could play, like, I can play piano, I could play guitar, I could play bass, I could play drums.
How well? Like pretty proficient or?
Like, enough. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it's difficult for me to say because I've I've witnessed so many incredible musicians. So like for me to really talk about myself in that light is weird for me. But I can make shit sound good. I don't know. But these motherfuckers can play for real.
Of course. Well, no, there's always a difference. There's like there's still a great skill though to being a producer who's able to use instruments in your production as opposed to straight sampling at all times.
For sure. But like this thing is that I think that all like nothing is off limits. You know what I mean? Like sometimes a sample is the way to go. Sometimes no sampling is the way to go. There's so much different things you can do with music that I don't limit myself to doing one thing, which is confusing, I think, a lot of times for like fans.
How are the fans rolling with you on that? Like, this is pretty different from the 15, like the first Mac Miller show I went to. I'll never forget. Like, I walked in and these girls kept like slamming into me because it was literally kids so young that they've never been to a concert before. Like,
yeah.
Are those kids growing with you? How's that going?
I think some do. I think a lot of people do. Like, I love that there's a lot of people that, as my taste has matured in music, so has theirs. Granted, there's a lot of people that come to shows and scream Donald Trump the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be there, but like, I have an incredible fan base that has followed me through everything. Because like I said, like, everything has been very different. Like, if you were with me at Faces, then fuck yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's gone to a lot of different places. It's really interesting in shows because you see this transition of what people think they're going to get at a Mac Miller show, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. So I just got to continue to have fun with it and do what I love to do. And I have a group of incredible fans that follow me everywhere.
Do you feel that if you never stumble on a commercial like smash, that you'd be happy with just this fan base that you have growing slightly and following you forever?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, I'll be happy as long as I'm able to put the records I want to put out. If I have a smash, great. I don't even know what that would do or feel like or what I would have to do to make that happen. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that game works. I don't, like, it's a crazy thing. Now, what I don't want, by the way, is like to have this big record on the radio and that to become the metric system for what my success is.
Right.
Like, I just want to make albums and projects and all of them that have different purposes and be able to put them out. And as long as I'm able to do that, I'm solid. Like, you know, the fact that I was able to put this record out is awesome. Like, because at first thought, like, oh, a Mac Miller album about love is like, what?
Yeah, no, it's actually, if I was to think about trying to describe it to someone, I could see how someone who's not that familiar with you would be like, why would I want that from Mac Miller?
Right, that's a crazy thing. But you know what, like my friends or people that really follow me, like this makes perfect sense. You know what I mean? Like people that really know this isn't a shock as much as a, okay, word, like he did that. You know what I mean? Like there's been records like this in places. It's kind of like putting them all together and giving them a home. And it's like things that I would usually use a moniker to create becoming more a part of who I am. Because I'm a human being. I'm not one thing. I don't know.
Someone, who was it who just said to me too, like, oh, I tweeted about, it might have been a colleague, like a blogger or someone, or just someone on Twitter, but when I tweeted your album out on Friday, like I listened to it on the morning on the way to work, and I was like, oh, this is the vibe we're on. Okay, I like this. I like this grown man shit. This is honestly, your early album, your first album, like, though I could tell you were talented, it wasn't for me. This
right.
Speaks much more to me,
yeah.
Right? So when I tweeted about it, someone was like, songs about love are the best songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, if I look at the story of music I love my whole life, that's usually the best music.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I like, I've been making music like this for a long time, and it's funny. I was in Pittsburgh at my grandmother's house, and she scrapbooks and keeps like everything. You know, like if there's a picture of this on the internet,
she will have it.
She will have that shit in like the book. Like she can use.
She'll print them. She'll print
she
them.
She can use a fucking printer. Like wow. She can do all. She's.
What do you call your grandmother, by the way? You call her grandma?
I call her Nanny.
She's Nanny. Okay.
She's actually at the end of the album, by the way. That's okay. Her. What was my point? Oh yeah, she has these songs I used to write when I was like 6 years old. And they were like these love songs.
Like this album. They're like, oh, pussy, I want to be in that pussy all night.
Hell yeah.
At 6 years old.
You know what's funny is I didn't realize how sexual this album was.
It's sexual as fuck, bro.
I didn't realize until I put it out. And then and then I was like, oh. But that's a huge aspect of it. I don't know. Like
that's okay. No, listen. I hit you that day and I was like, you are setting the pussy reference record for like a hip hop album since
no
Two
way.
Live Crew.
No way. Wayne has that.
Oh no, Wayne does
hands
throw a lot of
down.
But you're more specific. The difference is he's throwing it around. Like you're really specifically talking about attributes of vagina when you're talking about it.
Hell yeah.
Matter of fact, we should play one of those joints.
Yeah. What does Mac Miller know about pussy?
Well, by the way, based on how it looks on your tours and stuff, I imagine you figured out a good amount.
I don't know, man.
Sorry. Let's play. You know which one I really fuck with?
Yeah, this is
Dollar Sign.
Yeah, this is.
This is called Cinderella featuring Ty Dolla Sign. I can't guarantee a pussy reference, but I'm pretty sure.
No, there is.
I've been waiting all night for this moment. I've been waiting all year for this moment. I've been picturing you taking off your clothes for me. I've been literally curving all these holes for you. Daddy told you better bring your hair on. Cinderella better get your hair on. Man, I swear the parents just don't understand. You ain't gotta be old to be a man. Take my hand, come with me to my room. Girl, I got a suite at the SLS. I already know you got expensive dreams. Take my hand, follow me to my room. Tell your little friends you're gonna be high. Girl, I got a plan for the whole night. Okay, your legs like a store, they open up and you got people in line. Been there every night for weeks at a time. You in my dreams, that's why I sleep all the time. Just to hear you say I love you, just to touch you, just to leave you behind. I told you you don't have to worry, you'll be fine. The type of thing I heard it happen all the time. Yeah, I just want to see you fly. Because your fragrance got me faded, you'll be keeping me hot. Nothing better than the first time. I'll be at your service like the check-in at the curbside. You don't have to spend another second on this earth ride. Wet you like a breath, we'll go a second and a third time. Left you up a first mind. And when you're hungry, I can shove you up a stir fry. Get you some dessert wine. Elevate your third eye. First prize, no belt. Get a piece, your clothes off. Turn around. Let me see. I've been waiting all night for this moment. I've been waiting all year for this moment. I've been picturing you taking off your glove for me. I've been literally grabbing all your soul for you. Daddy told you better bring your hair gone. Said I better get your hair gone. Man, I swear the parents just don't understand. You ain't gotta be old to be a man. Take my hand.
Take you by the hand and bring you somewhere where the sand is.
soon as we landed, we went straight into the room and played the music, started dancing. You was taking off your pants, it looked like Dorothy ain't in Kansas anymore. How do you like a chore? We started on the bed and then we moving to the floor. You started getting crazy, told me fuck you like a hoe. I thought you was an angel, now you yelling to the floor. You used to tell me all the time I ain't your type. Now, you always wanna spend the night. Now, I'm doing everything you like. When I'm inside your piece of game, it feels so right. Yeah, but I still respect your game. Every time I'm out of line, you always set me straight. The sex is great for heaven's sakes, I need it every day. I yell your name, it's in a rep. Never gonna find nobody better in all my life.
Well, hold on, Zyfe. Yeah, I want to get all into this.
Okay.
I want to get into all, because now we're past Europe touring and the early days at New School. We got to start getting into the Soul Aquarian life. Mm-hmm. But first, Zyfe, I want to talk to you about my friends, my dear friends who make the Juan Epstein podcast possible. I'm talking about Bevel.
Oh, Bevel.
By the way, Zyfe, new trimmer alert. Have you heard about the new trimmer, Zyfe?
I heard you telling me it was coming soon.
I've been waiting all night for this moment.
Great to have
said.
Yeah, I said the word pussy in there.
You got it in there?
Yeah.
All right, good. So. Now, this is not like a covert way of trying to ask about your now well-documented celebrity relationship.
Yeah.
But were you already mid-relationship when you did this album? Or
no,
was
this
just the
before.
Spot?
This
That's what
before.
I figured, timeline-wise.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that this album's about her. I did this before that.
But I figure timing wise that there wouldn't make sense.
It was towards the end. So there's moments.
So she can know that maybe one of the 100 times you mention a woman's vagina, you could be referencing her?
Whoa, to not.
Too much information.
Not
it's too,
happen.
Yeah, you know what? It
not
going to
happen here.
I didn't mean for it to even go that way. So you worked. You actually became. In L.A. about 3 years ago, you kind of became the hub of, like, a lot of the music that, you know, is anyone here, like, a true, like, kind of, I don't want to use the word underground, but underground-ish hip-hop head? Do we have any, like, real hardcore hip-hop heads here? You can make some noise if you are. It's okay. I know you don't have to be that underground. So, anyways, a lot of the music we like, the Bronsons and the Vince Staples and the Earl Sweatshirts and things like that, Damos,
yeah,
kind of all started funneling through you your crib.
I don't want to take any credit for anything anyone's done. I'll just say that I had an environment that I was down to create in at all times, and anyone was welcome, and a lot of people came.
Who of those people you've gotten to work with, like, musically inspire you the most? Like, when you see them doing shit, you're like, I don't even understand. You're so ill, I don't even get it.
The person I'm the most happy to see doing what he's doing is Vince, I think. Just how focused he is, and that he's just someone whose voice, I think, should be as loud as possible.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that man needs...
He's so fucking smart and has so much to say.
And everyone needs to listen to what he's saying. I think that's really important. And he's fucking ill with it. You know what I mean? And it's just great to just... He's like a real... He's a real rapper and it's
yes.
Awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. I love it.
No, he's one of the purest, like, rap dudes. Funny thing is, if you talk to him about it, he'd probably get mad at us for even referring him to that way. He'd be like, yo, fuck your standards of I don't want to be your old-ass rapper.
But I'm saying he's popping. Like,
he is.
Vince is popping. That shit is so tight. Like, he's, like, really doing incredibly creative stuff. And it's not even... When I say, like, he's a... rapper, I mean, like, he did it. You know what I mean? Like, I seen this man do it. And that just makes me the happiest.
What about Earl? You ever create with Earl anymore?
I haven't seen him in a while. I was, when I was making this record, I came to New York and I made the majority of it here. And was in a, you know, my little bubble. But I really, as for as much collaboration as is on the project, it was like, it wasn't a whole bunch of people around all the time.
All said and done on this album, which album? Where is this fucking album? Oh, there we go. Dolla Sign, Ariana Grande, CeeLo Green, Kendrick. I don't think I ever talked to you after Post Kendrick shouted you out on Control. I don't think we ever talked about that. Yo, bro, that was a very limited list that you got that shout out on.
Yeah, man, I'm nice.
Facts. Were you surprised, though? Or did you, like, fully expect it? Like, oh, yeah, of course he fucking said my name. Well, or were you like, whoa, that's tight?
No, I wasn't. Like, I was like, cool. I don't know, man. That the Control verse is the funniest shit to me because it was such a big moment.
And a moment. It was quick, but it was huge.
But it was like, bruh, like, and then he didn't even know what happened. Like, I seen him in Europe, like.
Well, he was overseas at the time.
Right, and we had a show. I was like, do you know what just happened? He's like, nah. And it was crazy. But, like, cool. Like, that was cool. Like, but I don't know. What I feel like I can do creatively is very, you know, up here. You know what I'm capable of. And I'm still trying to, I think, get to the point I feel I'm capable of. Like, I'm still trying to just get better and better and better and better. But, like, I think as far as creative minds go, yeah.
I'm assuming this person isn't a rap artist, but, like, is there anyone who you've been listening to over the last couple of years who in your mind, like, when you hear what they do or see how their career played out, that you're like, that's just the shit? That's, like.
I mean, Dot is definitely one of those people. You know what I mean? Because it's just vision with a project and sticking to it and then doing it your way. You know what I mean? Like, where Dot's radio smashes. You know what I mean? But, like, he's the biggest. Like, you know what I mean? I think there's, you just sit back and you see how a lot of people, like, you don't need, there's no correct equation for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can do a bunch of them.
You mean you wouldn't describe this as a traditional radio? Like, to think that this is his biggest hit and this is what it sounds like.
Yeah. But this shit worked.
But it worked. But my point is, like, there wasn't, you could go through his whole catalog and you could find, oh, the one with Drake. The one with Drake was like a little bit of a commercial.
I don't get how this shit works, man. Why don't they just play the good stuff? You tell me.
You really want to go through that road?
Yeah, why? Like, why wasn't All Right a huge record?
Well, it's huge, Jace. All Right was a frustrating record for me because I thought that was like, this is it. I was like, okay, this is going to be the one that goes off this album. Listen, in one sense, it's not nearly as sinister as some people think.
No, yeah, I'm not saying it's
evil. In another sense,
it's confusing.
In another sense, it is fucking political and annoying. I'll give you an example right now.
Okay.
This record right now. Here we go. This is a big fucking tune. I spelled it wrong, obviously. This song.
Hey, no.
Right, this drum and Yachty.
Yeah.
Smack, it's a smack. It's like 100 million on SoundCloud. We're not playing it on Hot 97.
Why not?
And his manager Tunde hit me this week and was like, "Bro, please work with me. Like, what's going on?" So I said, "Let me look into it and see what's happening." The boring part of radio is the song's not researching. In our audience,
what does that mean?
They do actual research.
Okay.
Right?
I need to
know.
No,
I know. Listen,
everyone,
because everyone gets mad all the time and like yells at Ebro, who doesn't even pick music anymore, but everyone screams at us and doesn't understand it. So, like, a record like that, because it's really popular, they will add it to research. Meaning, when they call around to these people who have volunteered to do research, they will play them songs. Okay. They will play them. What's the song we're playing the fuck out of the most right now? I can't even remember. What are we playing all the time?
Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
No, that's not big right now.
Well, you should be.
I know, facts. Whatever Drake record is playing or whatever, right? Controller, right? They'll play the research people. They'll play them, control them, be like, oh, what do you think of this song, right?
Who are these research people?
Well, you have to keep that in mind. These are people who are willing to say okay to doing this annoying fucking research.
It's a survey?
It's a survey.
Type.
But it's a phone. Yo, back in, I'm gonna blow your mind. Remember back in the day? You may be too young, but you probably bought old shit, so I know you know. If you went and bought an old CD single back in the day, it would say radio edit, instrumental,
right.
Call out research hook. And I'd be like, what the fuck is a call out research hook? That's what they play when they call the people. So they call the people and they play them. They're like, what do you think?
That's all they play.
And they go, do you like that? What do you think of it? If they're like, I don't really remember that song, that's not researching.
And then it's
well.
A rap. But this is, okay, so this is the thing though, is that like, that's fucking wild. But this is the other thing, is that,
watch out.
No, fuck it. I'm getting a 7 anyways.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to Mac Miller.
No. But this is the thing, though, is that, like you made a great point. All Right is a big record.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't have to go through those channels.
No.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to. It's just so interesting to me. But, like, I don't want my career to be based off of chasing radio record after radio record.
Have to have those arguments? Are there
No, because you know, because they know what it is with me. I'm just going to make music, and if it works at radio, great. If it doesn't, I wasn't trying to do that.
And for a little inside baseball, since we're going inside here, you know, your management team who manages Tyler and people, they know that game. They're cool with that game.
Right.
They're not going to force you to try to find that hit.
Right. But like, if it happens, that's fucking tight. But like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just a weird thing for me because like, I just want to make music that moves people and like, and I want my albums to be heard rather than. Than just a sentence out of the book. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to get the whole picture. And you know, it's common because then there's like the song length. You know what I mean? Like, it can only be.
Well, my question is, who has conversations with you like that? Who's the person who's like, yo, Mac, this song, I'll be honest, Dang is long as fuck.
Right, exactly.
Someone said to you, cut Dang down by a minute and a half. I know someone said that.
For sure.
Lee LaRue.
but it was like, we have, this was my thing, is that's the record, that no matter what anyone does, that's what the song is, and I had to chop off some of the second verse so it could play it on the radio. But it's like, and my thing was, look, whatever version is for the radio, cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know who these researchers are. Like, awesome. Like,
it's not cool, awesome. It's not that cool or awesome.
Cool radio. Like, that's great. And shout out to everyone that's playing that game. It's just stressful for me to look at music like that, you know? And whatever that does to my success or if that creates some type of ceiling, like I'm in a great space right now.
You'll play along as best you can, but you're not going to kill yourself. You're like, if they ask you, hey, can you give us a different version just for radio?
Yeah, like,
sure,
dude,
take that.
Take the version and turn the pussy into cookies. Like,
right.
Cool. Like, that works. But like, I'm not like, I don't know, like, I'm not gonna sit into the studio and be like, all right, so who's cracking at radio right now? Get him in there. Who's the producer with the singles on the radio? Get him in here. And like, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking nuts, man.
Well, I would love to picture you doing that.
That would be great. But I don't know, like, but I could. Like, maybe, music just means too much to me. Like, so I really, like, I just can't. I really can't. And I'm so like happy with this album as a whole, just because I did the shit I was afraid of doing, and that matters way more than
making like a sort of singy
just like
love album,
like sticking to a concept. You know what I mean? And like being like, I'm going to talk about this emotion, or sorry, not this emotion, this feeling. I'm going to talk about this idea for the whole time, and I'm gonna show different sides of it, and you know, like, I'm good with that. Like, I love what I came up with, and how it came together, and like, that's what I'm saying, is that if I'm able to, like, being on with Warner, I'm able to, like, shoot videos that I really think are awesome. I'm able to, I can, being on a major label, I have a budget to bring in musicians, and you know what I mean? Like, I can do stuff like that. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like, don't blow my budget on the radio hit, because I don't even know what that's going to do.
Oh, I will tell you this, and this is the embarrassing part. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it speaks to how awesomely pure a human being I am. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, go with that.
There is such thing as a radio budget, and Lee, you could explain to me later because you're in the promo game. I've been in the game now. I'm 37. I've been in the game since I was like 20. I don't even understand what that means. Like, I don't know where the money gets spent. I don't understand.
Get how anything works. Like, this is the thing, though. But when I started doing this, it was regardless of how anybody felt. The beauty was that it was a 19-year-old kid directly to his fans. There was nothing in between that. There was no one telling me what I could and couldn't do. There was no one else in the conversation. It's just me and the people listening. And, like, that is possible now. You know, like that's what with, like, the positive side of, like, the internet age and all these different things to do, I'm just talking to people who want to listen. You know what I mean? So if more people want to listen, great. Like, but that's, I think, the best way to do things for me. Like, I don't know. But like I said, don't get me wrong, man. You want to play my shit on the radio, play that shit. I'm with that too. I'm not hating it. I just don't get it. I don't know how it works.
Listen, I think you literally have the perfect attitude to have. I think a lot of times when artists, you know, get a record or work towards a record, it ends up not even working. One of two things happens: either they make a whack record because they're trying to do it, or you get the perfect. You want to hear the perfect record? I'm gonna play you guys the record. So I mean,
if it's not by New Edition, I don't want to hear it.
Fuck. So I'm going to play you the record because I have, you know, these relationships with artists where we have conversations about music. And because I'm like the underground nerd who also works at radio, they'll come to me and say, what do you think about, could this work at Hot 97? What do you think? This song, I was like, this is going to be the world's biggest smash. He was already coming off a hit. I'm like, yo, it's out of here.
Is this what I think is what I think it is? Is this Sober?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought this shit was fire. This is a great fucking song. But like, that's what
and
I'm saying.
Now that it's over, what? I'll never be sober.
Why? Why? I don't know. I'm
so high.
I got all excited. Everyone who works at the station loves this song. Everyone. We started playing it. First DJ started
ooh,
hitting
baby
it.
Now, girl.
I mean, dude, it's like childish. Like, it's like he was Michael for a minute. Like, it was crazy.
That shit is. But that's what I'm saying. Is that you know what wins is the fact that he's. Like, that's a great song. There it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. It's that, like if I feel good about the songs I'm putting together, like, I'm not really stressing about it. It would, like, it'd be cool.
No,
like, don't get me wrong, man. I want platinum shits, man. I want all of that. Like, I want a Grammy.
Of course.
I'm not lying. Like, I'm not going to sit here like I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, and the people around, here's the thing people don't realize. Like, why do you even listen to the people around you? Well, the people around you work really hard, and they want to make money, and everyone wants to make money, have more money to make. It's great. But
yeah, like, I need.
But you just can't compromise your shit for it.
Exactly. And also, like, what I always put into perspective, I'm 24 years old, man. Like, who the fuck knows what I'm going to do? Like, creatively, or where I'm going to be, or what type of music I'm going to be making. It's just that, like, I have seen that me as a human being is better off when I trust myself rather than try to figure out where I fit into some sort of equation, because I don't know. I don't know what where I'm supposed to be or who you like, what artist do I sound like. I don't know all that shit. I just have ideas. I just got ideas.
Are you doing Jack Black? Are you doing Jack Black from Orange County?
No.
You know that part when Jack Black's in Orange County and he's like, I got all these ideas, man. I got ideas like a shirt that just says like talk to the hand.
Oh yeah, I see, yeah.
Or like a hat that's just like beep. That's one of my favorite things. All right, are you do you have a big J Dilla phase / do you still have a big J Dilla phase?
I mean, J Dilla is fucking J Dilla, man. It's not a phase.
It's forever. It's just life.
Yeah, dude. I'll say that I got, like, these are the types of purchases I make now. Is that I spent a whole bunch of money on, like, a music listening sanctuary at the new spot. And Donuts was the first.
First listen.
Yeah. For sure. And my dad was there. He was like, what is this? This is...
Did he like it?
Hell yeah. My dad's a hip-hop head, man.
Oh, wait, literally a hip-hop head?
No, but like...
But like he fucks with good
but
shit.
But like, here's a funny story. When Kendrick was opening... When Kendrick opened up for me, my dad was like, you have to follow Kendrick Lamar, Malcolm? Good luck. It's like, daddy, fucking dick.
Wait, this is before Kendrick was...
This is before, like, when we toured, like, because, you know, Kendrick's tight. You guys know that? But, like, my dad was giving me shit that, like, my set wouldn't be able to fuck with his.
Right, before he even knew that he would be this guy who everyone else
thought was. Yeah, my dad called Kendrick. Thanks, Dad. You know what I mean? But, by the way, my set killed his set on that tour.
What are you saying that? Wow.
It's real. He'll tell you that, too.
I'm going to play... I just want to play a Dilla record, see your thoughts. See where you stand on it. You a big fan of this record? Whoops. How about this one?
Yeah, duh. I actually sampled these drums before.
Wait, you sampled them from Dilla? Or you found the drums?
No. I'd right off here. But like that, not for, just for fun.
Just to fuck around.
Yeah. But like that's one thing I learned as far as like making beats, like it's like you gotta listen to people's shit.
And who's your favorite producer ever?
Who's my favorite producer? It changes all the time because of what I'm learning it means to be a producer. You know what I mean?
Well said. Yeah.
You know who I'm trying to fuck with right now I want to fuck with John Bryan.
I don't even know John Bryan.
Yeah, that's right.
Tight. You beat me. Okay.
But no, that's not like my favorite producer of all time. I don't know, man.
What does he produce?
John Bryan does like movie soundtrack stuff. He did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh my God, I fucking love everything about Eternal
Late Registration for Kanye. He did like he worked with Kanye.
Added to it, like was an actual producer on it.
I wasn't there, man. Mm. I don't know. But I'm saying he worked on that record. Yeah, man, I don't know. I want to go with Rick.
Rick's your boy, right?
I mean, I have all the love in the world for Rick Rubin.
Me too. This is my guy.
I want to go with Rick because there's not anything he won't tackle and won't do well. That's why. And just, he's someone who I've seen, who I've seen a little bit of the wizardry.
You've seen the wizardry.
Not, I haven't seen the wizardry.
Right.
I've gotten to a little bit.
Will you describe what it's like when Rick Rubin, like, saunters up to you at his estate? Like, he appears out of nowhere like a mythical being. It is sort of odd.
You know, do you know what, dude? He's actually just a very warm, welcoming person with the, like, you actually just feel like, wow, like, you know what I mean, like,
well, the most warm and
this is like a very home, nice feel, like I could tell this dude anything, which is the point.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like that's someone who I've really aspired to be like at some point, is just like I want artists to come through and I want to help them make their most honest shit. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get down to the core beneath all of the I want to be cool, beneath all of the this is what people would like, beneath all of the the shit up here, and just have people like make music and do shit that they didn't think they could do.
For people who don't realize, Rick has a studio in Malibu down the street from where he lives in Malibu, and basically like artists just come through and stay there for a week, 2-3 weeks depending who they are, and just they just create. And he doesn't even like, he's not overly hands on, he just facilitates and he comes in and out and sort of helps.
Yeah, and I want to do something with Rick, but I want out. I'm not ready yet. I'm still learning what I'm capable of, what I'm supposed to do. But I think just like being like this shit is crazy. Just being blessed enough to be around all these legends. And then you
thank you, Mac.
Yeah, man, for real. I appreciate you don't know that, how long I've been waiting to sit here and talk like, to you, man.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for just speaking to
me. You
man.
Know, you're going to make me feel weird, so.
But no, man, like, for real. Like, you just, I think you learn how obtainable things are if you're dedicated. Because that's one thing no one can ever tell me about me is that I don't work hard for this shit. That's
no, you're on the shit nonstop. Like, this is all you. This is what you do.
This is all I do. So, like, that's why someone like Rick and people who, like, I want to produce more. I want to, but like from a different sense. Like, I just want to be around people creating. I just like that. It's fun. Shit is fun
it any
for
is
me.
It any harder when you first went to the lab without anything to drink or smoke? What was that like?
You know, it was terrifying.
What's the first thing you do? Just smoke a cigarette? Pour a glass of water? Like, I'm serious. What do you do?
You know what? Is that the first time doing that, I'll give you the exclusive.
Here we go.
The first time doing that was, like, towards the end of this record. The first sober record I ever made was We. That was the first one. And then the second part of Cinderella. But it was such the biggest fear of mine, and then I tackled it and I realized that I'm actually
good at making music. You don't
Yeah,
need
I'm actually though? Good.
Pretty good at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right my wrongs too well. I tried to call you, have us a discussion. We never talk, we always way too busy. I think of something to say.
He said,
I
fuck it, but it was edited.
I'm in love the word.
You say my name every time it sound brand new. And you always wondering what will be. I say we sound better than you or me. Baby, you could be my. Well, okay, sorry. I feel like you could be my.
Well, this shit's tight as fuck, so that worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. And you know what, man? And then I got back to the crib. Yeah, bro. And I got back to the crib and started, like, putting together verses for real, like, rappity rap shit again. But it's just, I've realized how much your mentality affects your output, how much your input affects your output, if you will.
Real quick, by the way, we're going to wrap up in a few minutes, and I think if it's cool with you, I think you're going to take pictures of everyone who's here.
Man, that ain't cool with me, man. It's like, of
you
course.
Know what Mac Miller's like. He's a diva.
I'm such a dick.
So we'll do that in a few minutes. Do you feel like, you know, by the way, of course, everyone.
Hold on. Does anyone have a Newport? Is that. We go, okay.
Oh, you felt, well, hold on, you felt like already just today you transitioned to like, no, the spirit isn't enough?
No, we just couldn't find, I'm going to need a cigarette, that's going to happen.
Of course. I haven't been smoking much, and it's difficult. I understand why.
You smoke?
Yeah, everyone, by the way, it shows how great a limited smoker I was, because.
Yeah, good for you.
Yes, but limited, but after this, for example, would always want to smoke, right? Yeah. Even though this is low-key and easy. It's something you build in your mind, like you're doing a little performance of some sort, no matter how small it may be. When it's over, you want a cigarette.
It's just a moment to not be, I guess it's a moment to myself to stop, to shut the fuck up. I talk a lot, man. It's nice to shut the fuck up.
But you're talking slower than you used to. You've slowed down.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, a lot. Do you feel like there's anything we didn't cover today that you really want to tell the world? And you were like, I was hoping to tell Rosenberg this really critical thing about life. And saving the planet. I'm sure people have asked you ad nauseum about Donald Trump's song, how annoying that must be that he became Donald Trump that he became afterwards.
Yeah, I did that. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
No, man, I don't know. Just this is, I think this is the beginning of something. So just, I would hope that whatever, every single project I ever do, just listen with zero expectations and just listen.
His name is Mac Miller. The album The Divine Feminine is out right now. What do you want to take him out with, as they say? Congratulations with Bilal. Where do you want to go?
No, that's take him out with
God Is Fair.
Yeah, man. Play the outro. That's how we take him out.
Facts. Thank you, Mac. I'm proud of you,
thank
bud.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm glad to see you doing,
man.
So well.
Thank
make some noise for Mac Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Get your picture taken.
Trunk, all the freaks wanna f-
hot summer twilight. Bullet to your rose, then I want your pedal fold. Don't you know your body been mine? I know, you know, I know. Sexy, nasty.
Have no guideline.
One day for time. You don't mind, then I don't care. God is here.
I need to feel your touch. You don't refill too much. Don't hide yourself.